Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
When Jason Wilde joined the show earlier today, he said that, hey, I think that, you know, with Josh Jacobs, they're taking a different approach. Let us know that he hadn't practiced this week. Jason didn't seem concerned about Jacobs playing in the game. He just made it seem like this is the approach they're taking this week to try to keep him healthy. Was I alone in reading that?
That's how I read it. I read it also as he's probably not going to be 100%.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, we've seen this with a lot of guys. I know back in your day, Chewy, Sterling was that veteran in the mid-2000s. Charles Woodson was that veteran who would not practice throughout the course of the week and still be able to play at a high level once the game came on Sunday. But after Jason told us that, Chewy, you said you would sit Josh Jacobs.
Yes.
Why?
Well, let me put my doctor hat on, my jailhouse doctor hat, okay? So we know it's nothing structural, right? We know
correct.
It's not MCL.
Yep.
Obviously, it's not ACL. It's not meniscus, any of the meniscuses or anything, which leaves two things. It leaves tendonitis, okay, in one of the tendons, or it means bursa sac issues, right? So let me ask you guys this. Where does he fall in importance to the offense? Obviously, Jordan Love is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Who's two?
Right now, it'd be Christian Watson.
Who's three?
Probably Josh Jacobs. Because I think a big part of teams not just being able to sit back and play cover two, right? How do you beat cover two, Chew? You run the football really well.
Run the ball, yes.
And this is a really good running defense. They're number one in the league in, I mean, look, this is just a great defense across the board. They're number one in the league in average yards per attempt in passing, and they're number one in the league in average yards per attempt in rushing.
I was going to say, is there a chance that the tackles are more important than Jacobs?
For this game specifically?
Yes, because of, aren't they also the highest pressure and sack rate in the NFL?
They are on pace to set the team sack record, yes.
Okay, so
that is correct.
I just wanted to add that, drop that into the
conversation. Yeah, just drop the context into whatever stew we're making right now.
I know Gabe and I have been characterized as anti-Josh Jacobs and that we think the Packers are better without Josh Jacobs, despite us never saying those words and being very, very clear on what we were talking about of our critique of Matt LaFleur and how he was calling the offense. So I just want to say that again, since those words don't seem to translate when we do say them and they get repeated by others. But the offensive line is going to be integral, like very important. Because if we get a bad game from that interior or one of those tackles,
night-night,
the whole thing falls apart. You're not going to be able to pass, nor are you going to really be able to run.
But I wasn't looking so much at this game. I'm looking at down the road, how important he's going to be.
Yeah, I think down the road,
I think
it's
we
Jacobs.
I think we discount him in the passing game, too. He's just really good in space. He's really good in space. So, I mean, you could take a shot, and I've done it the last eight games of the year. You take a shot. But that's the thing is, when it comes to that, you're masking the problem instead of fixing it, and there's a chance you're making it worse.
Well, this is just the deep bone bruise that he's still dealing with from the hits he took and then hitting his knee on the turf in New York. And rest is the only thing that's going to fix it.
Yeah.
Right?
Would you sit him? Would you sit him this week if there's...
No. I would not.
Seriously?
Because, Chewy, again,
you
the
need
margin...
Him.
Yeah, but you need to win as many games as you possibly can. If you want to win the division, if you want a chance at that number one seed. Again, so right now the Packers, 2.5-point favorites. Half game ahead of the Chicago Bears, who are 7.5-point favorites at home. You lose this game, and the Bears take care of business. Next week's right back being a must-win.
I know, but
you
want
to win
lose,
the division.
You can lose one out of the next three. Agree?
And still win the division? Yes. I don't know if you can lose again and get the number one seed.
Yeah, but I don't want to do it at his expense.
I just don't think that... Again, it seems to be a pain tolerance thing. He's got some fluid that they're draining in there. It seems to be more of a range of motion thing. I'm just hoping I can get through at least the next two games. See where Baltimore is, because who knows what the hell Baltimore is going to be in 2 weeks.
You just sealed the deal for me, Gabe, and I did not know this. When you're draining a man's knee this late in the year, that ain't a good thing. It ain't a good thing. It's not.
Yeah.
Ugh. So, Josh, all right. I'm talking for the remainder of the season. Where would you put him as far as...
I think behind Watson is fair.
Love Watson, then Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I think as games go, as it gets colder, as the playoffs come, you're going to need to be able to do what we saw Josh Jacobs do in the fourth quarter against the Bears, and that's sustain longer drives, get big chunks, and sort of bleed the clock as you're trying to hold on to a lead or... get a lead while not giving the other team a ton of time on the other end. I think that stuff becomes more and more important as the season goes and the opponents get better.
Like I just
feel like these next two games are more important than the last two.
Yes.
Like, I think you've got a better chance at beating the Ravens without Josh Jacobs than you do the Broncos or the Bears.
There's a very good chance week 18 doesn't matter.
But
if they're locked into that two seed and they can't go down or up, mm-hmm. then what's the point of playing Josh Jacobs?
I know, but with Josh Jacobs, it sounds he's got a little Giannis in him where you have to protect him from himself.
Yeah, because he's going to want to do everything.
Regardless.
Which seems to be, again, Jason always points it out, this seems to be a player that should be right up your alley, Chew.
Somebody
that wants to play through this and try to do everything he can.
But I think it's more important to have him towards the end of the season instead of him. God, if you're draining that thing, and it's different. Hold on. It's different for an old lineman.
Yeah.
Or for a running back. Man, oh, man. I mean, I don't want to sound alarm bells, but I guess I kind of am. You know?
You're the king of, I don't want to do this. But here it is.
I know, but no one ever told me about the draining of the knee.
You're the king. You're the king of I don't want to say this, and then you go ahead and say it anyway.
No, because I've had my knee drained.
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you love to go, hey, I don't want to, again, you love to go, I don't want to sound the alarm bells, but I'm going to sound the alarm bells. It's
Well, you guys poo-pooed it like, Jason's not alarmed. So why should I be alarmed?
Well, because again, Jason made it seem, and again, you can disagree, Drew, but just the way he talked about it, he made it seem like, oh, this is the plan this week. But Jason didn't seem concerned about his availability for Sunday.
Really? Hmm. Yeah, it's because he's tougher than woodpecker lips. Not Jason, Josh Jacobs. Right?
That would be if you called Jason tougher than woodpecker lips, that'd be the biggest compliment Jason's ever received.
It would. Jason is tough with his questioning. You got to give him that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, correct. But he will also admit that, yes, he is not the toughest guy at the end of the day. Am I making that up? Did I? Because now I thought I heard somebody say that he did have his knee drained this week. Am I making that up?
I didn't hear that.
Okay. Maybe I'm making that up.
I know he was saying he had limited movement. Because what it initially was a bruise?
Yes.
Bone bruise?
Yeah. Yes.
And that doesn't sound like drainage to me. I mean,
I thought I heard somebody say he had fluid in there, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think they did say he has swelling.
Okay.
Which I think that's maybe where... I haven't seen it anywhere.
Because I had mine done. I had mine drained because I popped my Bursasac in there, and I almost passed out. It's so disgusting. Oh. I mean, it looked like whiz after like a 4-day bender. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then they take the cortisone. And you ever had a cortisone shot?
No.
Ugh. So back in the day, I don't know if they do it anymore, they stick the needle in and then they move it all around. To which I almost passed out. I turned white as a ghost. So I don't miss those days, by the way.
So again, I think I led you down a wrong path. I have not. I think I just maybe heard something about somebody else when I was getting ready for the show today.
All right. Well, then I'm not as concerned.
Okay.
But I still don't know if they should play him this week.
Yeah. Because again, the only way to make this better is to rest it.
Yes.
Because again, it's a bone bruise. Yes. Right. So there's that's the only because he had the MRI on Monday just to make sure that the knee injury isn't worse. It came back clean. He just continues to deal with swelling. It kicked where's it again the bone, against the Bears.
Where's the bone bruise? Around the knee?
Like, I think on the knee.
On the kneecap?
Maybe.
That's a weird place.
It sort of sounded like that because they talked about how hard the field was. It was like playing on cement.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I believe he specifically said that.
He used, yes. He's, yeah. When he was talking about
the Giants in MetLife. Yes.
Yeah.
Famously, okay. Terrible place to play. And honestly, again, Chew, that's where I come. Like the next 2 weeks, yes. And Josh brought it up. If you get to week 18, everything's wrapped up playing on turf up in Minnesota in week 18.
Shut them down.
The classic rest rust conversation where the Packers love to go out there and just sort of do nothing. Bleep around,
yeah.
Not win the game, put guys at risk.
But again, the rest-rust thing for running backs to me, like, is...
Just always rest them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For running backs, it's just rest the running back. Because I feel like the rust doesn't build up on the
running
back.
They've done it with both Love and Rodgers, and they were trying... Remember they were trying to get Devontae that, like, was it the franchise record?
Oh, yeah.
And they were just
like
going out there for a quarter, throwing him every pass. There was guys diving at Devontae's knees. It was like, why are we doing this?
But let me ask you this, Gabe. Did you say that Denver is number one against the rush?
So they are number one in yards per attempt in both passing and rushing.
I wouldn't
play. It's a great defense.
I know, but I wouldn't play him if you're not really going to run the ball that much because they're so stout.
I think you have to.
But I'm fine with Emmanuel Wilson for this game.
See, that's where I feel like I'd be fine with Emmanuel Wilson against the Ravens later. Like, if you've got to rest him the last 2 weeks, I feel better about your chances of beating
the
Ravens. And obviously, we saw them beat the brakes off the Minnesota Vikings without him earlier this year. So those last two games, I feel you can win without Josh Jacobs. These next two, I feel, are the more important ones and the ones you need him for.
Okay.
I often think running backs are replaceable. I don't know if Emmanuel Wilson brings what Josh Jacobs does.
Shout out to Josh Hartland. So this is what I saw. This was the full quote that I just couldn't find on the fly here. Just running around, just casual swelling. That's the main thing, really, just trying to get the fluid out of there. So he did mention fluid. And then I just, in my brain, went, well, if there's fluid in there, why don't you drain it? I think is what happened. So apologies for misleading you, Chew. That's on me, hand in the air.
Well, you're not an MD, so you shouldn't.
I did. I thought being around
that's
you.
Fine.
I thought being around you, I had enough had sunk in at this point, and it didn't.
Yeah.
That's on me.
Okay.
That's on me.
We'll give you a pass.
You're smart, I'm dumb.
I never went that far. You're a hater. Now, you are a hater.
A hater of what?
You started the show off with, like, calling us haters, but I think it's more...
Well, I said that
he was including himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think you should be including me. I'm not a hater.
You said he looks like
he's
retired.
I've said we have been categorized that by other people.
See, I don't think that's a we. That's a you.
No, that's a you. You said the past 2 days that he looks like he's closer to retirement than being a star.
I said Rashawn Gary.
Yeah. That's what the star of the show was.
Oh.
The Josh Jacobs thing just got misconstrued by Jason and the point that Josh and I were making about Josh Jacobs earlier this year.
Oh, so you're blaming it on Jay. Not only are you a hater, you're a blamer.
I am fully, yes.
You're
because I've heard it translated, and it has not been what I've said, despite repeating it at every turn.
What's your plan for your trash?
Okay, because
they ain't coming.
All right, we'll get to Josh's trash in a little bit. We're very late. We've got to play Week in Review. We're going to do that coming up next. But Connie's delivers pizzeria taste without the pizzeria prices. And right now it is BOGO at Pick and Save. Which means it's even better. Cornmeal dusted crust, natural premium ingredients that you're going to love, that pizzeria experience right from your home oven. And with it being the holidays, look, you know you're going to want to stock up. You're going to be out busy. You got so many things going on during the holiday season. There's going to be some times where, hey, I just don't have time to make dinner, but I still want something that's really good. That's where Connie's Frozen Pizza comes in. So stock up for you and your family. BOGO right now at Pick and Save on Connie's Frozen Pizza. Connie's delivers that pizzeria taste without the pizzeria price.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Josh said it's garbage.
I'm so glad that Josh is getting a front row seat.
He said it's it doesn't work.
Chewy,
am I right or wrong?
We call that a setup in the biz.
On 94.5 ESPN.
How are you feeling today, big guy?
I feel
anytime
fine.
You're in Florida, I don't know if you have. I know at times you've done your virtual Blammer Thursday. For those who don't know, Chewy has a neighbor named Blammer. They get together on Thursdays, have a couple of pops. But I don't know if you're doing that now that you're back down in Florida.
We didn't do it. He had back surgery because of his front. So he's recuperating.
Okay.
He'll be back in action.
All right. Time to get to it. Time to test Chewy on what he said this week and if he remembers it on We Can Reach You.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Reach You.
Five questions that Josh has put together. Again, all things you have said throughout the course of the week. Three, if you get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. Here we go. Question number one. Take it away, Josh.
Why that, Josh, with Seattle? Why that, Josh, with Seattle? Well, that's when I blame Josh for making a noise that Jen made.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right?
That is correct. Didn't even have to ask the question.
Do you have that sound? Because it didn't sound
I think that's
like...
what the clip was supposed to be, based on the question that
it
Josh
was?
Put together. Yes. Because the question was, what team are you talking about when you erroneously accused Josh of groaning?
I heard the groan is very clear who it is on listening back.
Yeah.
Really?
It's explicitly clear.
Why, high-pitched? I thought it was deep and grovelly.
Are you going to need to have the glasses with the hearing aids on during the show so you can hear better, even with the headset? Is that going to be possible?
I don't believe that
would
work.
Okay.
I don't believe.
Just thought I'd ask.
Hey, Gabe, I'm fine with the glasses part of it.
The hearing aid
hearing
part?
Hearing aid. No. I don't know.
Are they coming today?
No, I think it's a Christmas present.
What a Christmas in the Chamorro house.
No, thanks.
Fantastic.
It's like when my parents bought me jumper cables and I didn't even have a car.
Well, at least you have the ears. You've got ears for the,
fair,
for the hearing
fair.
Aids. At least you have everything in order for the gift to work. Question number two, Joshy.
Hey, December 21st at 3:30, we're going to see Manhole Steam Cover.
What's the accurate name of the band you're actually going to be seeing later this month?
Man-Child Steamroller. I don't know. Man
so
something.
Close.
Man.
Manheim
Steamroller.
Steamroller.
It
Manheim
steamroller.
Steamroller.
I think mine's better. Manhole Steam Cover. Just flows a lot better. Have you seen it, Gabe?
I have not. No. I have not.
Josh?
I have only heard the music. Again, very, very familiar
I'm
with
it. I'm sure I've heard it. I don't know if I'd recognize it as Manhole Steam Cover.
I mean, what do they play with, like,
I mean, it's
fake
kind of electrical. Yeah, like, it's more electrical music than anything
is it,
else.
So what's the other one that's popular? Because it's
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, I get those two messed up.
This is a more mellow version. Like, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, like, because I've seen, like, videos online.
Yes.
Like, it's a whole light show that gets you. It just seems intense at points. I don't think this is going to be intense.
Don't they,
like,
drums like trash cans and stuff like that? And no.
Talking about the Blue Man Group?
My brother-in-law was in the Blue Man Group. He was. In Vegas. Hell of a gig.
Question number three, Josh.
It would apply right now, and it might explain why I'm so angry.
Why did you say you were so angry this week?
Because I did it all for the nookie. The nookie. Is that right?
It's
close. It has to count.
I mean, it's close.
I think he's just answering it cleverly. But we do need, we're going to need
well,
why.
Is this when my DS son called me numbnuts? And then I
well,
said something
just
after that?
The fourth question. So I guess we can't give you credit.
No, why
speaking
were you
of numb?
Why
speaking
were you
of numbnuts? I don't know. Because I haven't gotten any action, that's why.
Yeah,
and it was my anniversary this
yeah,
week. So
a happy anniversary.
I mean, thank you. You should, I mean, isn't that a guarantee on your anniversary or
you
no?
You would think.
Well, I could tell you. I don't have any get out of jail free cards. Let me tell you what, I use that up with the suit. Speaking of numbnuts, is Ron still mad at me? Is he texted in today? Or?
I don't think he was mad at you in the first place.
He wasn't?
No.
That's kind of mean.
Well, yeah. It's probably the meanest to me. I'm the one that had to cover up your lash outs.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, look at that. I like that. Okay, well, we already know that you're going to get question number four, right? But let's go
ahead.
But
he's got no right to call anyone numbnuts.
Who called you numbnuts?
Dyson.
Why did he call you numbnuts?
I have no idea. He says it so often. I took him out to dinner. I took him out to dinner last night, too. Bought him a nice steak.
Do you remember why he was texting in?
No.
He was telling the story about how he got
his suit.
Yes.
Yeah. His suits. He still hasn't got them fixed, and he won't because he's an idiot. He paid for this suit. I wish I could send you guys the picture, but he paid for it. He told them not to touch the pants. They fit fine, and they hemmed them so they come halfway up his shin. He looks ridiculous. I'm like, yeah. Kids are frustrating, man. They really are.
Okay, so I believe.
How are husbands that behave exactly like their sons? What do you call that?
Concussed.
See, now I feel bad for laughing at that. That was a setup.
Question number
five. I couldn't do anything. I was like in a trance when I was there. It was, like, bizarre.
Yeah, come on,
I got a little
man.
Frank on you.
What was the disagreement about that caused you to blame Frank or, quote, go Frank on us?
I have no idea. That was this week?
That was yesterday. We were just talking about this.
Frank?
Yeah. You went Frank. I went Frank on you.
I was just talking with Frank, or not talking, but texting with Frank last night. No idea I mentioned him this week.
Well, because it's more about Frank's behavior, which is why you went Frank on us.
Angry?
I can only spoon feed him so much, Joshy.
That was the Ron issue that you discussed earlier. And when you decided to call Ron a dip bleep, you said you went Frank on us because that apparently is a word Frank uses.
Because we had Frank on the show, Gabe. I think this was before Jen was on. And we set without telling Frank, I think we set the under over on swearing at 2, and he went over the top. He thinks the S word is fine.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
Well, it is on. It's on History Channel. It's fine. And on McAfee, it's fine.
So on cable channels in YouTube, the rules are different. When you have a radio station that is free to the public and has a license that is issued by the federal government, the rules are a little bit different.
That feels discriminatory. I'm sorry, but it
against
does.
Against who?
The TV? Why does the TV get to do it and we can't?
Because it's cable.
Yeah, because it's cable.
You know, who on cares? Sirius, you can swear.
I know that.
You know, if we were just on YouTube, we could swear.
I know. Dyson got a good chuckle when I jumped Ron. You know what he said the funniest thing was? His Gabe and Jen's face.
Well, it was probably more just, oh, come on.
Disappointment.
Yeah. It wasn't like we weren't mad at you. We were just disappointed. Like we had to wipe away, days without incident. I think we were up in the triple digits. And then we had to start all the way back over at 1.
Is there a history book on swearing? Who determined that these words were swears or bad?
Josh, no idea.
This is your wheelhouse.
I feel like it must have been some sort of court case, no? Because it can't just be George Carlin's joke.
Well, because he also got the words from somewhere, right?
Yes, right.
Like, why isn't skunk a swear? Oh, you swore, you said skunk!
Well, what's determined a swear or not is a cultural thing, but which swears specifically are determined swears and can get you in trouble, I don't know why. I don't know.
Because
we could say
naughty
ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you can't say that with other words attached.
Yes. And you can say you're pissed, but you can't say the other way.
Correct.
Frank got fined for saying CS to a referee. It was hilarious.
I don't want it.
You can't.
We got to go.
No, yeah. I'm just saying. No,
we're flying way too close to the sun here, and I just do not want to get burned. All
that's
right?
On me. Hand up.
You don't want to hear the story? Too, it's
nope,
a good story.
Nope. Do not want to hear it.
Right.
Don't,
it's funny.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but I don't want it result in the second consecutive day of Josh having to hit the dump button.
His microphone turned off.
Oh, somehow. Oh, no. We got some technical issues. We're gonna have to see if we can reconnect with Chewy. Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, the Jewelry Center is the only place to go for the ring, because they're the best place to shop because of the great team that Dean has put together at the Jewelry Center. Whether you go to Greenfield, Brooksville, or Burlington, whether you have an idea of what you want to get, whether you don't, maybe bring some ideas in from your Pinterest board. That helpful team is always going to make sure that dream ring becomes a reality, whether it's naturally mined diamonds, whether it's a lab-grown diamond. The Jewelry Center has plenty of options for you, and they're going to make sure that you get it right. Again, stop in Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington, online at shoptjc.com. When you go to the Jewelry Center, first, tell Dean hi for us. Second, tell him that Gabe and Chew sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You want more physical harm beset upon people who are trying to earn a living.
I want winners. If someone has to die in order for us to win, then that's the price you pay.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I understand there's a little danger here in wading back into these waters, Josh, but I feel like, just for everybody, sharing this information that we received over the break is worth sharing. So shout out to TC, co-host and the executive producer of Thanalysis, who texted Josh and I, the history of swear words is a doc on Netflix. So if you want to learn more, Chewy, it is hosted by Nicolas Cage. 6 episodes, came out in 2021. Richard Roper of the Chicago Sun-Times gave the series 3 out of 4 stars, described it as a cheeky, entertaining, and legitimately educational look at the etymology of the most common curse words.
6 episodes?
Yes, and each episode is about a specific word that I cannot repeat.
Okay.
So check it out on Netflix. Add it to your list of things that that you want to pay attention to. But quickly, I do want to ask, this defense is really good for the Broncos. Mm-hmm. They're, as I mentioned, number one. They're almost the reverse of what the Bears are, where the Bears had all those turnovers, but they still gave up a bunch of points and yards. This team doesn't give up points and yards, and much like the Packers, they don't have a ton of turnovers this year. They just haven't been that type of defense. When you're going up against a really good defense that didn't have too many weaknesses, how did you guys try to attack them?
Being patient. You know, you have gadget plays where you think you can take advantage of some of the things they do, but we talked about it this week with the Tampa 2. Monty Kiffin, Lane Kiffin's dad, was the architect and early on in Brett's career where he was unbelievably impatient. They would just wait till Brett made a mistake and capitalize. But we didn't lose to Tampa Bay a lot. And a lot of the chatter in the years that I played, just talking to coordinators and defensive players, they were always like, look, Brett's going to give you 3 opportunities in a game to make a big play. So Jordan's not like that. Jordan's a lot more cautious, and he probably learned a lot of that from Aaron, how not to be reckless with the ball. I'm not worried about that. I'm just trying to get my – how many points are they going to score, Gabe?
I think that this could be –
17, 21?
I think if they get to 21, they win. I think that the Packers defense should be able to hold this Broncos offense to under 20 points.
Whose offense is better, the Bears or the Broncos?
Bears.
The Bears' offense is better.
Yeah. I think they have more weapons. They're more healthy. They can run the ball better. Like, the one thing that the Broncos have not been able to do is run the ball efficiently with R.J. Harvey.
My concern is this. If you look at a handful of games against really good defenses, the Packers didn't score a lot of points.
Yep.
Philly at home, they score 7. I know Cleveland's way back in the archives, but would they score there? 10.
10.
That's a concern. I agree with you. 21 gets it done.
Yep.
It's just, can they get that far? Can they get that far without Josh Jacobs if he doesn't play?
And that's, again, I think everybody's going to be paying attention when that injury report comes out later today, seeing what kind of injury designation Jacobs has. The other thing, I guess, that maybe we should be concerned about with Jacobs is he didn't really put any sort of designation on himself. Like, before, it seemed like, hey, I'm going to do everything I can. You're going to have to, over my dead body, you're going to keep me off that field type of stuff. And it didn't seem to be that when they talked to him yesterday.
Just based upon how this medical staff goes about doing things, I'm leaning towards he is not going to play.
As Jason has pointed out, there have been a number of different times where they've allowed guys to go out there, and then they just haven't been able to go. Whether that was Wicks last week with an ankle, whether that was LVN with the foot, whether that was Zach Tom with the oblique.
But there's also a record, Gabe, of players being active and playing six plays.
All three guys that I just listed, that's what happened to them. They went out there, and so, they obviously weren't ready to go.
What was his injury earlier in the year where he actually sat out for a game? He didn't want to, but the staff said you're
sitting. It was the same knee. You remember? It's still the same knee. It was against Minnesota. He didn't play against the Vikings because he banged up the knee, because the thought process was, if they sat him against Minnesota, he would be ready and available for the Lions game on Thanksgiving.
So there's no designation on him right now?
No. We'll wait to see. He hasn't practiced at all. We'll see what designation he has at the end of practice today.
That'll be questionable.
Yeah, I know. It's just going to drive everybody nuts.
That's a no-brainer.
If you feel like you're running on empty, Mentality Health is here to help. Mentality can help you with low testosterone. So if you have low energy or motivation, fatigue, you're just tired all the time, weight gain, muscle loss, especially belly fat can really stand out. You feel anxious, moody, irritable. Those are all signs of low testosterone. And Mentality can help because they focus on free testosterone levels, which a lot of doctors can overlook. And that ensures that your treatment is tailored to you and your body, make sure that not just your testosterone levels are where they need to be, but that free testosterone as well. And once you start working with Mentality, the results, well, they can be fantastic. Energy comes roaring back. The muscle strengthens. The belly fat burns off. But more importantly, and this is why I like it, you just start to feel like yourself. You're confident, driven, you're ready to tackle life. So be at your best, not just for you, but for your family as well. Go to the website, mentalityhealth.com/radio, mentalityhealth.com/radio, and book that first appointment today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I thought that they hear their name when it's non-scheduled, that's what they want to hear.
I can hear Ashley laughing in the background.
Am I right or wrong?
He's not wrong. Hey, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
He is wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Quick question I want to throw your guys' way, because this happened to me last night. Debating with a buddy, I put it up on my own personal Twitter page. We can call it an Infinity Exterior Twitter poll. Beans and chili, yes or no, Chew?
Yeah, I'm all in.
Joshy?
I hate chili because of the beans.
Ah, protein though, Joshy. Protein.
I don't mind beans in other things, like in Mexican food or some other foods, but for whatever reason, in a chili, I just don't like it.
81.2% of people say yes, beans belong in chili, which is the correct side, by the way. My buddy was just beside himself that I put beans in my
chili. Do you have a chili if there's not beans?
He claims yes. Will the Itouch, coming up next.